There's a clip we can all get our heads around. Jimmy Cliff. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. And with just 5 days left until the end of the year, Andrea's still got something to, on her to-do list.
Hi, this is Andrea from Riverdale. One of the goals that I didn't accomplish this year was to lose 10 pounds. Well, maybe next year.
There you go, Andrea. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to tell us the resolution you meant to but didn't get around to actually accomplishing in 2012. Andrea's got nothing on the U.S. Congress, though, which needs to shed more than 10 pounds. The main issue right now to avoid the fiscal cliff, yes, you know all about it, is to get a deal now that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has been revealed as basically powerless within his own Republican majority. The Speaker couldn't even get his Plan B compromise to a vote. And so unless some heavy lifting is done on the Senate side, or John Boehner tries to put together a Democratic-Republican coalition in the House, we are headed for this cliff. And so on midnight, December 31st, income tax rates will automatically increase for everyone. Will the cliff itself produce the impetus to do something that has so far eluded lawmakers? With an update on all this, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So this is very depressing, yes? Or is some new strategy that's going to actually resolve things in a way that we never thought possible?
Starting to get depressing, but the way out of this is almost exactly as you described it there, John. I wouldn't say the Speaker is powerless. He proved to be somewhat powerless last week on the critical part of this, which is getting Republicans to acquiesce, either through an active vote or just standing by, to a tax increase, even on millionaires, his own conservative Republican conference. And therein lies the problem, part of the problem, because President Obama ran on raising taxes for people making $250,000 or above. We've got 5 days to go, and things are looking increasingly dim, but not hopeless. Here's where we stand. Speaker Boehner basically proved last week that he could not get his Republicans to act on this tax increase that Democrats have insisted on, and they won the election. Now all eyes are on the Senate, and particularly to Mitch McConnell, and here's why. Last July, John, the Senate already passed a bill that reflected President Obama's election stance. Taxes go up on 250 and above.
I remember.
Everybody else stays the same. That's already passed. Mitch McConnell, very quietly, very cagily, didn't do anything to stop it. He didn't vote for it, but he also didn't filibuster it. And that has strategists wondering, would Mitch McConnell let that happen again? He is the leader of the Republicans. He doesn't necessarily want to kneecap John Boehner, which is what he might be doing by allowing such a bill to pass in the next couple of days and avoiding the cliff at least for a month, you know, for a little while. It wouldn't be a grand bargain. It wouldn't be a $2 trillion deal, certainly not a $4 trillion
deal. But Boehner doesn't even have any kneecaps left at this point. If he goes for a Democrat-Republican coalition in the House and tries to deliver some kind of majority that will get a compromise, he loses his speakership sometime next year, period, the end. The Republicans will just flay him alive.
Maybe.
And if he can't get a compromise and the Republicans do this to him again, he just looks ridiculous.
The answer to that is maybe, not necessarily. And this is the fundamental dilemma that John Boehner has now. Make a deal now, which cannot be. We now know the evidence, John, what we've been wondering for 2 years. Is there a deal that Speaker Boehner can make with this president that conservative Republicans can pass? The answer is no. So now his only choice is to do exactly what you just said, pass it with a whole lot of 185 of Nancy Pelosi's votes. What does that mean for him? It may mean the end of his speakership. It doesn't necessarily mean such. Does it strengthen his bargaining position to go over the cliff and strike a deal January 3rd, January 10th, January 30th? The one thing we do know is that he will pursue that deal after he's already reelected speaker. Conservatives at this point would like to go over the cliff rather than sign what they think is a bad deal. And the president thinks the exact same thing. The only way out of this in terms of the cliff right now, it depends on John Boehner's kneecaps and depends on Mitch McConnell. Would he let a smaller deal that does 250 or maybe 400 and above and turns off those automatic spending cuts just for a year, not forever? The sequester turns it off for a year. Could that pass over the next 5 days? And then there will be a lot more to fight about next year. Mitch McConnell's up for re-election too, John, in 2014. He's watching his right flank. John Boehner is watching his speakership, and President Obama just won the election. Not the recipe necessarily for compromise right now.
Very quickly, where's Eric Cantor in all this?
Eric Cantor is waiting in the wings. Eric Cantor, the last time we saw Eric Cantor at a press conference, he was standing to the speaker's side as the speaker said he was not worried about losing his speakership. It was important that Eric Cantor was there for the optics to appear next to the speaker to let people know that there is no challenge to the speaker's power, at least for now.
The story continues. Hakeway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks.
Pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.